It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon in D.C., where a congressional panel is still grilling school officials from all over about anti-Semitism and how they're handling it on their campuses. Or not. And it's not just college leaders either. Oh, no. Today, the New York City Public Schools chancellor was on the hot seat, and folks, it got hot. David Banks sounded like he wasn't taking what they were dishing. Reporter Marla Diamond in the leadoff spot this afternoon.
Upstate New York Congressman Brandon Williams was one of several Republicans to question Chancellor Banks' leadership after anti-Semitic protests at Hillcrest High School last November. The principal was removed, but remains on the payroll.
How can that be? Every employee who works in our schools has due process rights, sir.
Due process.
We do not have the authority
to terminate someone.
That's not the way that it works in our school system.
There are egregious crimes that have been committed under your watch.
Banks said since the war began, 30 students have been suspended for anti-Semitic acts, and at least a dozen staff and school leaders have been removed or disciplined. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ooh, no, he didn't give Chancellor Banks the condescending laugh. Leaders from the Berkeley Unified School System in California and the Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland also on the hot seat. The hearing comes amid a series of inquiries by the Republican-led committee into how universities and schools have responded to pro-Palestinian student protests on campuses. Three people arrested after a driver allegedly hit a pro-Palestinian protester on a city street yesterday. This happened yesterday morning near 72nd and Park. On the Upper East. 25 protesters have been wrapping up a demonstration. Two of them got into it with a driver. Police say 57-year-old Reuven Kahani then struck a protester with his vehicle. The injuries were minor, but police say the demonstrators then struck Kahani's car. All of them were initially taken into custody, but the DA says Kahani, the driver, is the only one who will be charged. Queens DA Melinda Katz says she will do what's right when it comes to charging or not charging a bodega worker who allegedly stabbed a guy to death yesterday over stolen beer. Ahead of a decision, the United Bodega Workers Union is speaking out now.
No charges have been filed as of yet after a bodega customer was stabbed to death early Tuesday morning, allegedly by a bodega worker named Natish. United Bodega Workers of America says they believe this was a robbery and that the bodega worker was acting in self-defense.
21 years old, basically acted in self-defense. And we don't need a victim to be victimized twice.
Fernando Mateo is a spokesperson for UBA. He says he has been in touch with the Queens DA.
We asked her to please make sure that she made the right decision. And she didn't tell me much other than she was going to do what she felt was right.
We have reached out to the Queens District Attorney's Office and are waiting to hear back. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Pretty soon, you're going to have to ride a turtle through certain areas of the city, and it might get you there faster, actually. That's because New York is thinking about lowering the speed limit all the way down to 10 miles per hour. Right now, it's generally 25 in residential communities, unless otherwise posted. But there's a change in state law now, which allows the city to knock it down even more. Mayor Adams says, well, we might need to. It's getting kind of crazy out here.
I do believe, as New Yorkers, we need to slow down. We need to stop speeding in the school zones. We need to stop passing school buses. We need to stop being reckless when we're making turns at corners. When you do analysis of these accidents, many of them are preventable. And so I do support a slower speed limit.
No date on when or if this will actually happen anytime soon, but they're talking June if it does. Well, this is the day the city gets rid of those paper parking receipts, the ones you get out of the machine when you pay for parking and then put them, you know, on your dashboard or in the window of your car so they don't give you a ticket. Welcome to the digital age, folks.
The pay-by-plate meter is pretty simple. You come up, put in your credit card, enter your license plate number, and off you go. No more having to grab a paper receipt and displaying it on your dash. Hopefully you don't put it upside down or the wind blows it away, and you get a ticket. One of the first to use it here at St. Nicholas in 166, Ferencio.
But the important, I think the best part is that you don't have that piece of paper anymore, right?
Not anymore. Like I said, there's been plenty of times. I got several tickets in the past where I think I left the tickets there. I opened the door, I closed the door, and the wind must have just flown it off, dropped it on, you know, the bottom of the car, and I got a ticket.
The DOT tells me that over the next couple of years, all 80,000 city metered parking spaces will get this new technology, and in the process will save 2,500 miles of paper every year. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.